You're listening to a Day1.fm show.
Pick My Brain is the podcast where founders pitch me their startup and I try to give them some useful advice so they can connect better with potential co-founders, investors, media, and of course, customers. My name's Alan Jones and I was a founder myself for about 15 years, and after that an angel investor for another 15 years, so yeah, old. Some of my ventures have been successful and some failed disastrously, but I like to think I've learned a thing or two along the way, and maybe some of that can help you. So if you'd like to learn how to tweak your pitch, subscribe to the Pick My Brain show now, wherever you like to listen to podcasts.
Hi, it's Chris Titley here. As part of the FinTech Fund podcast series, I'm joined by Charlie Karaboya from BlockEarner. How have I gone with the pronunciation, Charlie?
The English one, Karaboga.
Yep.
But if you want to hear the original one, it's Karaboa.
And they have a
very soft G.
Excellent. And what's the origin, Charlie?
I'm originally from Turkey.
There you go. Excellent. I've been to Istanbul and a few other little places back in the day when I was traveling footloose and fancy free. Now I can't. Well, I can. Of course you can. But three kids have put a hindrance on that. So BlockEarner. Let's talk about BlockEarner, mate. Going back to the early days, the inception, the idea, the product, and tell us about that story.
Sure. Maybe I can start with my story, how I come to Australia first.
Sure. Yeah. Yep.
Quite interesting. Back in the days, I was in Istanbul working for Vodafone Turkey. And then there was an opportunity in Vodafone Group in Luxembourg office. So I moved there. It was like 2012. And I met with the Aussie Greek boss, Artur Panos, currently also leading the consumer products in Vodafone Australia. So we became good friends. Approximately 2 years later, he left to Vodafone Australia, back to Australia, and I visited him in 2013 for a couple of weeks, and then I fell in love with the city, Sydney.
Yep.
And that was an opportunity for me to join him here, and I moved in 2013 with my today's wife, my ex, my girlfriend. Yeah.
Yep. There you go. Excellent. And then the idea of living in Sydney obviously is a great place to live and sort of base, but let's go to the idea concept around BlockEarner and then let's move from there.
Yeah, 4 years spent, I spent time in Vodafone. Obviously the telco industry was like kind of a little bit outdated with all the tech innovation around the world. But I was trying to keep myself up to speed and working on some exciting projects around payments.
Yep.
So one of the projects that I was handling was the PayPal integration. And at that time, Jordan was, my co-founder was the counterpart at PayPal side.
Yep.
And then we became friends and started to think about some ideas together. And in 2017, he joined to a company as a consultant, Blueshift. And then with founder of Blueshift, Ken Warwick, they started to work on a stablecoin project. And around that time, I was also thinking about leaving the business for the phone. And then I joined the team as a fourth member of the team. And we started Haven together at that time. It was Australia's largest ICO. So in 2017, we started Haven stablecoin project. And I was fascinated with the crypto industry. My background is engineering. So seeing everything about decentralized finance, you know, the blue chip products of the initial products of decentralized finance, and also the stable coins, especially around 2018, 19, I think that was the Cambrian moment. Everyone talks about Bitcoin, but I think Ethereum and the stable coins brought us here as an industry. And I witnessed the movement of DeFi around 2018, 19, and this was also one of the reasons of the last previous bull market in cryptocurrency market. And DeFi is obviously a bit technical for everyday users. So we started to hear from our friends, hey, how can I get in? How can I get better yield? How can I use this DeFi products? And then with Jordan and I decided to basically work on an idea called Block Earner, so that we can give everyday users direct access to decentralized finance platforms and basically new financial products on blockchain. So that's the idea started in 2021. We raised our seed round. As you might know, we got investment from Framework Ventures, Coinbase Ventures, and a bunch of angels in this space. And then, launched the product this year in March. Yeah.
Excellent. Very, very exciting and obviously well thought about and a trodden path of, learnings and sort of, where you can take a business from that. As a person that sits outside of crypto and blockchain, I'd like to go for a 101 on how a user would engage with your platform and the benefits, I suppose, of using Block Earner.
Sure. So, we have a vision of, we see the world in 5-10 years time, see a convergence between traditional finance and digital currency finance. And we position ourselves as an adapter, because if there is this moment coming and without knowing in the future you will be using stable coins or central bank stable coins, there is a platform requirement for it, especially for the mass market. So the platform works like an investment application, normal investing or fintech application. You have a PayID address to transfer the funds in Australian dollar initially. Australia is our launch market. And then after Australian dollar is in, we do the old background work to integrate with these platforms on the background so that you could actually access to decentralized finance products. This could be stable coins to send funds to overseas. This could be yield platforms that you could basically lend your funds and basically generate some yield. And the future of DeFi is quite inspiring. I think this will help us. Direct integration with DeFi will help us to offer always up-to-date products to the customers. And you suddenly access with the DeFi, access the global financial markets. I guess that's the interesting part.
And Charlie, I mean, recent events have put a spotlight onto cryptocurrencies per se, as well as the announcement of major companies or major organisations in Australia pulling out of blockchain projects, etc. You know, you've been in the industry for 4 or 5 years or even longer, and you're, obviously very encouraged by the technology and the platformification, I suppose, and use cases. What do you think about the recent events, without sort of naming names, but more about someone that's inside the sphere as opposed to people that are outside just seeing some headlines?
Yeah, I think we need to distinguish the people factor and the technology factor here. Unfortunate events of this last 6 months, let's say, was not related with the technology or the promises of blockchain or decentralized finance. This happens in, unfortunately, every industry, but it's painful when it happens with money and in fintech. So I see this one a period that some of the activities will slow down, but eventually we will go back to the original idea of basically global finance ecosystem, people using global products with digital currencies, with the help of digital currencies. I think it will speed up again. It's just a slowdown period. And this is an opportunity actually to regulate the businesses, regulate the industry. Unfortunately, sometimes this type of events triggers the regulation and speeds up the regulation. I see this one as an opportunity for us to learn from the lessons and build something better.
And Charlie, then putting your hat on for, let's doing this podcast in 12 months' time, where would you like to see Block Earner and what you're working on in regards to scalability and growth over the next 12 months?
Yeah, sure. First of all, I guess what I would love to see is a clear regulation in Australia for businesses like us. because it's very difficult to navigate if you don't have clear regulations. I think this is coming next year anyway, which is great. And like if I fast forward 12 months later, yes, we have a clear guidance on which licenses for which products we can offer. And Australia, as I mentioned, is a great pilot market, launch market. But we are actually launching in Turkey as well. Turkey is one of the top five.
Back to your origins, mate.
Exactly. Also, you know, as a coincidence, it's one of the biggest crypto markets. So we wanted to use Turkey to actually launch our business in Europe as well. And we have plans to go actually to India, another exciting opportunity for us, and UK. These are the plans. So 12 months later, we will have some products that will be really exciting for customers for making international payments with stable coins. So we would like to have that solution in place. And we are working on a crypto-backed loan product, which could basically give you some liquidity without worrying about the tax implications immediately about your crypto. So you could be your own bank, let's say. But if you're holding crypto, you can borrow against it. And then some activities with some basically features that you use on everyday with your everyday financial activities will be there in Blockorna.
And Charlie, when you're not talking about blockchain technology and cryptocurrency and your own business and running your own business, do you manage to get some downtime and as a startup founder and of a business that, you know, has lots of moving parts, what keeps you driven and what do you get up to in your spare time?
To be totally honest, that last 1 year was a bit intense, running this business and having lots of headwinds. But I have an 8-year-old, so
yep, I know what that's like.
Yeah, that's actually a great excuse for me, an opportunity for me to spend time in the nature. He likes cycling, so we do. We do some cycling. We have kayaks together. We do kayaking. These are the activities I do to basically not think about business.
Yeah, no, for sure. And they're quality times as well spent that your 8-year-old will remember. I suppose going back to your Turkish origins, have you been following what's going on in the Soccer World Cup at the moment, or did you grow up playing football?
Yes, I was, but unfortunately, we couldn't make the World Cup.
Yeah, Australia's been a few. I mean, we were lucky to make it and also lucky to make the 16, but, you know, there's been many, many World Cups where we haven't been in it as well. So certainly good watching on the TV. Now, for the listeners out there, when this goes live, I'm sure it'll go live after the final. So you're on the spot here, mate. We've got France against Argentina. What are you thinking?
Yeah.
Don't forget, once this podcast is live, the result would have been happened. So, you know, this is a prediction in the future, Charlie.
I think that was for Argentina.
You reckon Messi's last game will be a whirlwind exit for him to say goodbye to Football World Cup and thank you very much?
Exactly. I think exactly that will be the case. He will do his best to get that cup this year.
There you go. And then also on the traveling side, have you been back to Turkey recently, or are you intending to go back?
I actually go frequently, like almost every year I go, and my parents comes here also. But we also like traveling in the Asia with my wife and little one. So Bali is one of the top destinations for us. We like Fiji as well. Obviously, it's very difficult in Australia compared to Europe. You know, we have cheap airlines in Europe. You could go everywhere and almost every weekend. But we condense all of these ones on our Europe trips, in Europe summer trips.
Yep. And then, and speaking of summer, the summer here coming up in Australia, we've just started. What are the plans over the festive season?
Current plan is actually enjoying the silence in Sydney.
Yep.
And do some day trips. We have three cats at home.
Yep.
So we have ragdolls at home, so we couldn't find actually a cat sitter for a long period.
Okay. There's a business opportunity.
There will be some short trips only.
Short trips only, enjoying the sunshine, and then ripping back into 2023. I'll give you one final question. 2023, talking about fintech in Australia, what would be one word or one sentence that would describe your thinking about fintech in Australia?
What I would say this year, not only for blockchain, but I guess for payment industry and internationally for all tech industry, was a difficult year in terms of post-COVID money.
Post-COVID hangover. Yeah.
Yeah. Post-COVID hangout. I guess we just need to leave everything behind and move on in 2023. And bear market is the perfect timing for building. This is what I believe.
Yep.
So we just cut the noise and build.
And build and build and build. Yep.
Exactly.
Awesome, Charlie. Great to chat today, mate, about BlockEarner and learning and introducing BlockEarner to the network. I really appreciate you taking your time out. Congratulations on what you've built and the knowledge that you've built up over many, many years. And in adversity and headline-grabbing incidents, you know that the technology is there that potentially could be a game changer, and you're putting your foot down. So well done, mate, and look forward to catching up.
Thank you very much, Chris. Pleasure to meet you.
Listen to the Unfunded podcast, brought to you by the Day One Network and hosted by me, tech writer Joan Westenberg. We're sharing the no-holds-barred, untold stories from entrepreneurs who have decided to build a business on their terms. I'll be interviewing successful founders and operators on the grit and ingenuity it takes to build and scale independent startups without the support of traditional venture capital funding. Subscribe to the Unfunded podcast now, wherever you get your podcasts.